Hey, this is Matthew of Sombra from Montreal, and you're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
You're listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, SMK, CFRU 93.3 FM, with my good radio brother, Francis Clare of Three Nines Radio from CKMS.
Well, hello again. That was somber. That was, that put me in a different zone, that song.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
very it. Relaxing and yeah. Methodical.
It was nice. It was good. Thanks for showing me that. Appreciate it, man.
That was Clara Ungle with At Night They Race Through the Stars off their new full-length album, Where a City Once Drowned, the Bethlehem Tapes Volume 2, available on Bandcamp. So not only am I co-hosting with you, Francis, for this Thursday, but the next day, Friday, June 21st, I'm the SMK presents Clara Ungle to the Golden Bus, which I'm thankful that Jenny Mitchell of CFRU ranking here and who runs the Golden Bus was able to help me bring them to Guelph. And it's also the summer solstice, which Clara likes to play shows on for the change of seasons. So... yeah, so for this Golden Bus concert with Clara Ungle, it's Friday, this Friday, June 21st. Show starts at 7 p.m. sharp. For this concert, you have to reach out to us for $10 Golden Bus tickets. And the way to do that, because it is limited seats, only 20 seats, which some have been claimed already. So if you're interested in attending this concert to see Clara perform here on the Golden Bus, you can contact me through the SMK's email, smk@cfru.ca, or you can contact through all the many social medias for the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope Concert Curation. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you can contact me there. The Golden Bus Stop Facebook page or Jenny Mitchell herself, and we'll arrange for you the exchange for the ticket to see Clara this Friday.
That's cool. Where is this out?
Oh yes, where? So the exact location will be given out to ticket holders closer to the event.
It's secret.
Yeah, secret. So you
secret location, limited space.
Very exclusive. But it's, I've heard that these Golden Bus concerts are really magical and intimate, and yeah, it's going to be my first Golden Bus, so it's fun. This ending of this week is going to be so much fun with all the concerts I'm hosting.
This is going to be a sweet week for me, myself, man. Yeah, I'm really excited for the Thursday. Friday, you know what? Tell you the truth, Friday, it's going to be a hectic day. I think we're going to Owen Sound, but I'm not really sure yet. But Thursday, that's the day. That's the day I'm planning to do all the good things.
Thanks,
the proper
yes.
time, one after the other. Get it all ready. What time do you want me here in Guelph, my friend?
A little planning on air.
Yeah. 6 o'clock?
I think it's around 6 that we can meet up at the NF.
At the actual venue. Okay.
Then we'll set up there, and then all you good sentries and listeners can come out starting at 8 p.m. But yeah, don't come early because we'll be in process setting up all the
setting
wonderful...
up freaking Rickards Red, hanging out, being hatless. Yeah, all the good things.
Yeah. What are we going to be featuring now?
Well, next week, Mouthfeel is playing with Prison Break on CKMS. Next Tuesday, I'm going to play a Prison Break song.
Nice.
That's okay.
So, or it's CKMS
102.7 FM. That's, you don't get it downtown or around the university here, but closer to Kitchener, you do get it on the outskirts.
Or radiowaterloo.ca.
Radiowaterloo.ca/listen. You can stream it there, or just follow us on 3-9s Radio on Facebook, or 999 Tapes on Instagram for more information. But yeah, this next tape that was made via 3-9s, it's called Hands on Sax by Prison Break. The song is called Letting In.
And this is another Guelph artist, actually.
Yes. Yes, yes.
It's Benny Gastro?
Gastro, yeah.
Gastro.
Yeah. Yeah, I made I think 27, 28, somewhere around there. And I always aim to do like 30 or 40, but tapes break and tapes just don't work, and you know, analog technology doesn't. But I managed to make like about 30 of them.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, is there the certain amount of cassettes you usually make for your releases?
Usually 25 to 50. Some people want more, and I charge more, or like, you know, premium for the big stuff. But yeah, I usually do, I don't know, sometimes 10, but not many. It's 25 or 50 usually I do in a release. But yeah, let's go for it. This is Prison Break. It's giving me one extra moment to scoot over to the tape deck across the room. One moment.
Yeah, we're certainly, with you coming in on the SMK, giving that cassette deck its work. It's well much deserved love.
All right, ready.
Alrighty, here's a Prison Break.
Thank you.
That was Navi from Toronto Electroacoustic Experimental Unit with Black Sand off of their brand new EP, Cartography.
Yeah, that was cool. That was hypnotic. Chunky bass. I love the chunky bass. That was really cool.
Some subterranean cavern discovery there.
I hear that. I feel that. That's really cool. Before that was Prison Break.
Yeah.
Letting In. That's side B, song one, off of Hands on Sax. That's 999-5353. That's my number of release of 3-9's compact cassette. Yeah, that was Prison Break. And then right after Prison Break, we had Navi. Both playing. No, I'm sorry.
Correction.
Navi is playing Thursday at the NF. And then we have Prison Break playing next week on CKMS.
On your very own 3-9's radio.
Oh, yeah.
So, or that's 9 till 10:30?
9 to 10:30, CKMS, Radio Waterloo, radiowaterloo.ca. I'll be doing like a live Facebook feed. We have cameras in the studio. So if you want to follow us on 3-9's radio, the Facebook there, we'll be doing a live stream then.
I was kind of nervous the last time coming on the show, on your
you
show.
You know what to expect, right? So
yeah, I'm prepared now.
There we go. See what happens tomorrow.
Be more comfortable being on camera.
Nah, don't worry about that.
Nice. Actually, now I want to get to some of my Saga, Mississauga Brothers Dog Drive Mantis.
Very nice.
They just released this massive multi-year project, audio-visual. They covered and arranged Royal Raceway from the old Nintendo 64 game, Mario Kart 64. And I've seen that there's a video and the song, and it's all great jazz fusion math intricate stuff, and all magical. We're gonna be racing into that right now.
I'm actually really, really intrigued.
You know, yeah. Well, prepare yourself. Prepare at the starting line for that opening countdown. 3, 2.
Here we go.
One.
This is
Leroy,
Mike,
Carmen,
Derek
of Dog Drive Mantis from Mississauga.
And you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
That's CFRU.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at
CFRU.ca.
That's right, the SMK Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope here on CFRU 93.3 FM and online at CFRU.ca.
Uh-huh.
With Francis Clare.
I'm here. I'm here for the next 25, 26 minutes. How's everybody doing out there? That's great.
Yeah,
it's so a rhetorical question.
You can just talk to your radio.
Yeah, just talk to the radio. We'll understand. We'll hear it.
Through methodical wave energy radio wave
some stuff in the air, some satellites and some things happening.
We're all connected in
mysterious.
Some way.
That's why some people like it, because it's semi-mysterious. So
that was Dog Drive Mantis with Royal Raceway Mario Kart 64.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that?
That was really cool. That was sweet. The little That's cool.
They brought back
a lot of cool memories and little melodies, and it was dope.
Yeah, they did. So, like, starting off with the title screen, the menus, all three tracks of the Royal Raceway, and the results screen.
Yeah, that was really cool. Thanks for showing me that, my friend. That was cool.
I'll send you, I would suggest everyone to also look up the music video, which should be on Dog Drive Mantis's YouTube channel.
Okay.
And that's a whole different experience in and of itself.
Well, right now we have queued up in the cassette deck the Tascam 112 Mark II. It's a tape test. Now,
oh boy.
I make cassettes every few weeks. I make a cassette for a couple bands or a band or whatnot, a release for them. This is something that's coming out Thursday at the show. Barry Wall's Honeymoon
debut album.
I did some work this morning trying to cue up all the tapes, make them sound good, and I got a couple copies out. One I gave to you, and one I have for the radio, for my radio collection.
Yeah, Francis is a darling for giving me a belated birthday present of cassettes.
Yeah, I only see you once in a while, so yeah. It's good. Yeah. So it's, I gave him a few cassettes and a case and a nice little pin, a little owl pin. I'm glad you like that.
Yeah. Owls are my favorite.
Yeah. But back to this tape here.
Yeah, tape.
We're doing a tape test here. So, I listened to it to see if the left and right levels, before I left, was ready to go. But, yeah, we're going to actually dive into it and see if it actually sounds good on tape and the right saturations there. The song we're going to be testing is Turista.
Turista.
Off of Honeymoon. Check out 999tapes.bandcamp.com. There's a few tracks there and also a link to Barry Wall's actual Bandcamp, and you can check out the whole album. I'll be putting more songs up in the next few days. But yeah, this is a tape test. I just made this 4 hours ago. So see how it tastes.
Sick. Or actually a nice tidbit. The SMK actually got to premiere Turista around this time last year.
Oh, really?
And that was actually when Kyle Bodie had planned it under a different artist name called, I like to say, Kex. He wants wants more to say Sex.
Oh. Interesting. I did not know anything about this. So it was a bunch of these group of songs are just probably been a collection for a while now.
And yeah, for a year and a bit.
Oh, cool. Neat. Okay,
and that's finally collected in Honeymoon.
Yeah, 8 tracks.
And it's going to be awesome to have the SMK actually gaze and observe and take notes for this tape test.
Yeah, man. This is going to be pretty cool. I'm not quite done the art. The front's done. I'm not just at the art. I'm not done the layout of the J card.
The J card is like a cassette cover. But yeah, I'm painting all the cassettes. They're repurposed cassettes. Those cassettes, I want to say old, but lightly used cassettes that I have them just sitting around. I clean them up, delete all the information off of them, and then make newer releases with them. I'm painting these cassettes gold, and then I'll be splattering black on them, or maybe do like a mist of black. I'm not really sure. But yeah.
Well, it would fit the album cover, which is like, what's the, not, it starts with this S, satin, or it's a it's kind of brown, yellow.
Yeah.
Like all parchment paper, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
It's, with black ink showing like a gazebo.
I was trying to match paint today, actually, but spray paint. I was over at Home Hardware there. And yeah, I managed to get a gold. There's dark brown gold and there's a copper, and the best that matched was the gold. But yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, let's get to it. We're going to play Turista.
Nice.
Of Honeymoon. It's going to be released. Well, the whole album's out right now. If you want to check out barrywall.bandcamp.com, check it out there. But the tape is coming out Thursday. It's just a sample of it.
At the NAF Club.
At the NAF Club. Yep. We have Mel Feel, Navi, G. Michael Thomas, and of course, Barry Wall. All right, so let's check it out, eh?
Yeah, well.
Give me one quick moment. You want to reintroduce while I get to that station there? One moment.
Yes, the exquisite Barry Wall with Turista from Honeymoon here on the SMK Sentinels Marvelous Kaleidoscope with Francis.
Hi! We'll be right back. I don't know what it means to me. Open up the book for all to read. Some to die, just wanna be a someone. I don't know what you mean to me. You show me things that found my sea. Some to die, just wanna have some fun. I don't know what you came for.
Thank you.
That was Juarez, Orangeville, psychedelic, Plez Rock singer-songwriter.
That was really cool.
Yeah, with Four Walls off his new debut album, self-titled Juarez.
Mm. That's, you said, Orangeville native.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sweet Orangeville just producing all the good stuff. Yeah. Well, some of the good stuff.
Well, Sage is what I'm saying.
Yeah, cool. I didn't know they had a... Well, every city has a music scene, but I didn't know, you know, people are coming out from Orangeville making wicked music. That was wicked. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. And self-released on Bandcamp.
Here we go.
And so then we just, before that, we heard two songs, actually. We decided to play two songs off our tape test of...
Yes, 3-9's tape test on CFRU here. We just listened to two songs off of Barry Wall's Honeymoon. That's 3-9's release 55, actually. 999-55. We listened to the songs Turista and SM...
ST.
ST. Do you know what that stands for?
No, I didn't get to ask Kyle. If you're out there, Kyle, maybe you should message us.
Just let us know. What does that mean? I'm curious.
We'll ask you at the concert.
Yeah. Play those two songs. When I'm doing a tape test, I'm judging for... Well, I'm judging for the high end. I'm looking for the high end and the low end. I'm looking for saturation. If the high ends are distorting too much, if the low ends is if the low end is farting. I'm also looking for just to see how pleasant it sounds on tape. If it fits it well. Sometimes you need to pump it up for the heavier stuff. You need to make it. You have to make it more saturated on tape. Just so it sounds better, sounds good, sounds fuller. Also look for sibilance, the S's and all the stuff that you see out there. Yeah, all the S's and all the crude words that the English language or just, you know, the human voice brings out. Sometimes I can edit it for the tape, so it just sits on the tape really nicely. Judging on those two tracks, everything is fine, but I know the first track is heavy bass, so I have to go home and rejudge all that regarding the first track. But I don't know, those two songs sounded great to me.
So it's a pass.
I reassess with that first track.
The track,
yeah. So I'll probably go home tonight and listen to like first three or four songs to see how it all goes. So I don't want the first track to be explosive and anything else sound good. It all has to sound good altogether.
Yeah. All the good quality.
Yeah. Yeah. Making sure it's good quality. Make sure it sounds good to everybody. It's nitpicky, but I like doing it. So I only do, you know, I don't make cassettes every day of my life. I spend a few hours a week doing it because I don't want to go mad. Uh-huh. But yeah, little entry of my life there.
Nice. And good music to listen to and to create.
Yeah, I only put out cassettes I like. I do dupe jobs. You know, for bands that want cassette and that I don't have time to release it under the label or whatnot. Try to stay busy with the cassettes, but not too busy, you know, trying to lose my mind.
All right. It looks like we're ending this session again. It's gone too fast.
Fast. 2 hours too fast.
2 hours of fun with my good buddy, Francis.
Yeah, my friend. Well, you can catch us tomorrow evening on CKMS Radio Waterloo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. So this is just part one of the little excursion, the collaboration excursion we have here. Nick's coming to Kitchener tomorrow. We're going to be at the Beamer Box Building Station. Tune in 102.7 FM if you're around the region, or just it's radiowaterloo.ca/listen. 3-9's Radio is on the Facebook. We're going to do a live video stream. I have a few friends coming out, so I was just hanging out with a bunch of people and playing music and see what happens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice to meet more people from KW.
Yeah, I got a few friends that pop in to say hi, so yeah.
So let's go through our shows. So Thursday, June 20th.
Yes, at the Anif in Guelph. That's, was it 52 Gordon?
32
Gordon Street.
3-9's Compact Cassettes and the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope presents Barry Wall, G. Michael Thomas, Mouthfeel, and Navi.
Yes, sir.
Doors open at 8 p.m., $10 admission.
Yep, it's licensed.
Yeah, it starts at 8:30, the show. Mm-hmm. 19-plus venue, physically accessible.
Mm-hmm. All is welcome.
All welcome.
All is welcome. If you don't have the $10, you're welcome anyways. Just, it'd be nice to throw us $10, but if you don't, you know, pay what you can. Always is honored.
Nice. Then... if you are more, that's more of the electronic heavy stuff. If you want something calmer and avant folk, you can come out Friday for the Sentinels Marvelous Kaleidoscope Presents the Golden Bus number. This is edition number 21 with Clara Ungle.
21 on the 21st. I like it. I think they made that. I think they made that on purpose. They did that on purpose. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never caught that. So yeah, that's on the Golden Bus. $10 for a golden ticket. It's limited seating. Starts at 7 p.m. sharp. Contact SMK at CFRU.ca or the SMK, myself, Nicholas Cooper, Jenny Mitchell, or the Golden Bus on any social media to acquire a seat and tickets.
Neat. That sounds like a really cool event.
Yeah.
Cool. You're a busy boy this weekend.
Busy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Getting all the concert experience.
Yeah. Well, you got to get them. Yeah. Short life. We got to get it all before we pass.
Jump a bit. Jump into the unknown.
Yes. The void. The musical void.
Okay. Ending off this show with you. Okay. You have a, I guess, would it be in a premiere of sorts?
Yeah, I guess. Well, okay. I made a music video yesterday. It took me all day. I learned a new program, learned how to, and it's not, the music video is nothing special, but we did like a live recording, video recording and audio recording of a song called Inchworm. Now we're entering a Lal McQuaid contest. Mouthfield's entering a Lal McQuaid contest. It's $1,000 sweepstakes, Lal McQuaid. All you have to do is enter your band playing a public domain song. So we have the song in our set called Inchworm. It's a 1950s song. Now Sesame Street has their own rendition, which caught my eye. And then I don't know, I decided I just played it at jam one time and the guys liked it and it turned into a song. But yeah, so I made a music video for this contest coming up with Lal McQuaid's. And yeah, you can't see the video, but I'm gonna play the audio. Yeah, that's that. Ooh. I'm going to show you the video later on.
Yes.
I'll probably premiere
my special perk.
I'll probably premiere the video later on this week, probably like a Thursday or something. I'm not really sure. But yeah.
Time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. You can hear the live recording of Inchworm by Mouthfeel.
Thanks again, Francis, for coming on the SMK.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We'll probably do this. I'll talk to you later. Probably. You're gone all summer?
Yes, again.
You'll be popping in until like September, you thinking?
Yeah. Probably I'll still be pre-recording with all the features, special features pre-recorded, and yeah, you said, well, we'll plan, we'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about future collaborations.
We should talk. Yeah. Maybe I'll, maybe I'll come up to Sable Beach and we'll do a live recording there or something. I don't know.
Yes. I would love that. Yeah. Love that indeed. So, okay. Well, let's mouthfeel with
Inchworm.
Inchworm.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is our cover of Inchworm.
This has been the
I was going to check it out, guys. This has been SMK.
Hey, the Sentinels Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM, Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I'm your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper.
And I'm Francis Clare.
Until next, we behold, prog on, and look inward and beyond.